MTV Cast.
Hey, Tour Divide. It's Nat Cobb, northbound in Steamboat Springs. And nice to be here. Quite a ride. I want to say South Park is so huge and so beautiful and kind of windy. And they have a few washboards, but so that was a special ride. And I was so lucky to have overcast, a little bit cooler weather. You can really cook out there. Then over the heinous rocky road over Boreas Pass, and recovered a bit in Frisco, spent the night there. And down in over Ute Pass, down in the Radium. The wind was against me. I was climbing those big climbs just to get to Radium. You have to go over 1,000-foot climb and then another one. It's not quite so big. And then you know the big one is coming. And I was kind of running low on snacks and food. And I had this fantasy developing in my mind about Snickers bars. I'm not much of a candy person. Usually I have these healthy snacks and stuff, but I was just thinking, you know, if I just had a Snickers bar, I could get over that hill. And I stopped in the boat launch place where you cross the Colorado River, and there's hardly anybody there. They're already taken off. And one person I did ask had a watermelon, but no Snickers. And so I went riding up the remote dirt road up towards Lynx Pass, and 5 miles up beside the road is a box of Snickers that had fallen off somebody's truck, it looked like, and it was all broken open and they kind of spread around, and there were like 20 bars there of Snickers. It's like, what are the odds of that? Also some bags of Gorp. It almost looked like somebody was planning a Trail Angel stop, but then it fell off their truck or something. Anyway, I was pretty happy, ate a couple of bars, put a couple in my bag, and headed up the pass and made it up to the top and rolled down into Steamboat this morning. But now I'm resupplied and ready for the stretch from here to Wamsutter. There's not much, so I'm stocking up. Going to be heavy and slow going over Watershed Divide, but looking forward to it. Everybody have a good ride. Out.